Marcia made a call for being careful in what we say, and our next speaker has a very defined niche in which he is very careful. Doug McVeigh is Director of Research for Common Sense for Drug Policy. He's editor of Drug War Facts. He's a co-founder of the Cannabis Action Network, and he's an advisory board member for Students for Sensible Drug Policy. And the little booklet, Drug War Facts, if you don't have a copy, it is the best handy desk reference of precise, specific data that you can find anywhere. And when I'm preparing a talk, I use it regularly. And so Doug is providing a great service to all of us to make sure that we are making claims that are legitimate and backed up by data. Now, this is a panel on rhetoric. And one of the mantras we have in our office is, it doesn't matter that we're right. Being right is the ante into the poker game. Once we're in the game, we have to persuade. But Doug's the guy that helps us all stay right from beginning to end. So without further ado, Doug McVeigh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm flattered. Thank you to Normal for letting me participate, and thank you all for your patience in still being here. I'm here today to tell you the truth about truthiness. It's true. As David said, I have the honor of being the director. I'm short. Sorry. As David said, I have the honor of being the director of research for Common Sense for Drug Policy and the editor of Drug War Facts. In that capacity, I constantly review research and data on drug control policies in order to help reformers, media, the general public make sense of what's often a confusing debate. Now, it's confusing because drug warriors intentionally make it that way. Public confusion perpetuates the status quo. This administration, of course, uses that tactic quite a lot in more than just the drug war, though I'm going to stick with that aspect of it, which is probably why the American Dialect Society chose truthiness as its word of the year for 2005. For those of you who don't know, truthiness is defined as the quality of stating concepts or facts one wishes or believes to be true rather than concepts or facts known to be true. And now I ask you, has there ever been a better word for describing the propaganda that props up prohibition? See, the drug war is built on a foundation of lies, from the contention that medical marijuana is a fraud to the notion that law enforcement works ad nauseum. It's our responsibility to call them out on this. And if I can do any help in terms of providing the information to let you do it, well, then my job is being done. Now, mind you, these aren't always outright lies. Facts in any debate are nuanced. Things are rarely simply black and white. One example of this, drug warriors frequently refer to the increasingly large numbers of marijuana users who are getting referred to drug treatment, and which is true. But if you look at the data, it reveals that the bulk of these are because of, well, people are trying to avoid hassles with law enforcement. Basically, they're being ordered to because their alternative is going to jail. And you know, meanwhile, people who need help, people who actually want to have help with their problems, don't come forward. And why? Because they're afraid of admitting that they break the law. And, you know, if they could find affordable treatment in the first place. So you see, if we're concerned about addiction, then we have to legalize drugs. Oh, thank you. See, by peeling away the layers of distortion and wishful thinking which obscure the facts, we can finally reach the core of the debate, and by doing that, we will win. You see, at Common Sense, we believe that an informed public will inevitably demand rational drug policies. We're really optimistic. But, you know, on the other hand, if we didn't have hope, if we didn't believe, then we couldn't do this. CSDB provides a number of resources to carry out this educational mission, many of them on the web. Our sites are constantly expanding as new items are added, new subjects are covered. They're really useful tools. Please do check them out. Our most popular is the eponymous website, csdp.org. Through it, we provide current news and information on a lot of topics with links to source articles, other organizations, all that kind of stuff. We try to go past the headlines to find the whole story. I've finally started providing an RSS feed, too, for those of you who are using newsreaders, so it's a lot easier to keep up to date with things that are happening. All that's on our website. We also run a public service advertising campaign. Our website has a full set of those ads from the last 7 years, and there are also copies of those ads at the registration desk. Now, these PSAs run in selected major opinion and political commentary periodicals, including Reason, which is not why I'm on this panel today. And the check's in the mail. Our flagship website, of course, is drugwarfacts.org. Drug War Facts is an archive of research and data on drug control policies, and he said it, but honestly speaking, it is an essential resource for anyone who's interested in drug control policy or in drugs. The new print edition is going to be done in a few weeks. I'm sorry that it's not here. It's at the printers. I have the final approval, which is going out. It'll be printed soon. Get in touch with us. On the other hand, use the web version. It's available in HTML. It's in PDF. It's in plain text. It's updated regularly, and it's free. And if, for those of you browsing the web on your PDAs, we're going to have a version in wireless markup language soon. I just have to get the manual and learn it. I like doing that. It's fun. I'm a geek. Now, one of our lesser-known sites is Drug War Distortions, drugwardistortions.org. And this is actually the site I enjoy the most. In Drug War Distortions, what we do is we deconstruct, debunk, or at least explain some of these nuanced arguments, including questions about drug use estimates and the gateway theory and cannabis and drug treatment. And I recently added a section to Drug War Distortions, which deals with the assertion that marijuana use contributes to violent behavior. You heard that right. ONDCP says that, quote, research shows that kids who use marijuana weekly are nearly four times more likely than non-users to report they engage in violent behavior, end quote. And to back up their assertion, the Czar's office quotes two studies. The first, from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, actually does show that young people who admit on federal surveys that they are frequent marijuana users also admit to engaging in other problem behaviors. The researcher at least was honest enough to admit that there's no evidence of causality in any direction. ONDCP kind of left that part out. The second study was published in the Journal of Addictive Diseases, and that study did find some correlation between admitted marijuana use and some violent behaviors. The researchers, however, noted the people studied, all of whom were drug users from the inner city who are African Americans of lower socioeconomic status, that these people were not representative of the population as a whole, weren't even representative of a typical inner city, lower SES African American community. They also noted that the marijuana use could have been an attempt to, you know, control violent tendencies. That is, it was probably self-medication. But again, that doesn't fit into ONDCP's worldview. And so truthiness, once again, rears its ugly head. Now, with a little bit of research, we find the real truth. I'm going to keep within time. So in closing, there are a lot of resources out there. The important things are to question, to learn, and to respond. Never, ever accept arguments at face value, not even mine. Always look for proof. The real truth, you know, like they say, really is out there. Thank you all very much. Have a terrific conference.